The 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution says, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. The 150th anniversary of this amendment is this year. I'm speaking with National Park Ranger Chris Young about a special program to honor this historic act. 150 years ago, this nation dramatically altered the way people lived. Slavery was abolished via the 13th Amendment to the Constitution. This Saturday, the National Park Service will be presenting The Death Blow is Final, The 13th Amendment Becomes Official. What is the significance of your presentation?
With Friday being the actual day of the validation of the 13th Amendment, I thought that maybe Saturday would be a better day to get people out and coming to a program instead of Friday. But the main gist of this program is to make people aware of what's happening for the 150th anniversary of the validation of the 13th Amendment. The amendment actually was ratified on the 6th of December, and on December 6th of this year, some of your listeners may have been involved in the walk across Walnut Street Bridge. The City of Chattanooga, City Council members involved, the Chattanooga History Center, the NAACP here in Chattanooga, the Bessie Smith Cultural Center, and the National Park Service were involved in putting together a walk across Walnut Street Bridge for the actual ratification day when 3/4 of the states ratified the amendment. And we walked across Walnut Street Bridge with a group of reenactors and read the Emancipation Proclamation at the beginning of the bridge, the 13th Amendment at the middle of the bridge, and then Mayor Burke spoke at the north end of the bridge. The Park Service took visitors down to Camp Contraband on the North Shore and talked to them about the freedmen community here in Chattanooga, people who were fleeing slavery, trying to find freedom, coming here, and then enlisting in the Union Army during the Civil War. And so this program is kind of this stamp to that, because on the 18th of December, Secretary of State William Seward, he actually validated the 13th Amendment. And that means that after the 3/4 of the states ratified the amendment, that Seward comes out and he says, you know, all of the numbers have been tallied. And so now I'm putting the rubber stamp of the State Department, with him being Secretary of State. And now this is going to be the law of the land. This is validated by my office. And so the 13th Amendment finally goes into act on the 18th of December. And so I think that it's very important for us to kind of look at the history of the 13th Amendment and even go further back in history to kind of make those connections. You know, Congress passed the amendment in February of 1865. Lincoln was alive to see the 13th Amendment be passed by Congress. The year before, the Senate had passed it. In February, the House passes it. It goes to Lincoln, and then he has to wait for the 3/4 of the states to ratify that for it to actually be amended to the Constitution. Unfortunately, Lincoln doesn't get to see that process. He's assassinated in April of 1865. So he gets to see part of his dream come true. And part of the hard work, part of the life's blood of 750,000 Americans who died in the American Civil War, all to define freedom in this country. One thing that this program is going to touch on and to explore is, what is the phrase in that declaration that we gave England that said, all men are created equal? What does that really mean? And we'll try to explore that a little bit. And how does that connect with the Civil War and the 13th Amendment?
The importance of this act was not lost on the press of the time.
On December the 20th of 1865, the New York Times published an article called The Consummated Amendment, and I highlighted this portion of it because I think this is very poignant. It says, the 18th of December, 1865, will be forever memorable in the annals of the Republic as the point of time at which all slavery within its limits was extinguished forever. Never in all civil history has there been so signal a retribution of treason as this annihilation of slavery by the very Constitution against which treason for the behoof of slavery aimed its parricidal blow. I think that that kind of wraps everything up. This is the time in our republic, in this great experiment that was begun in 1776, whether we could remain a union, a democracy, a country together, that this was that retribution to the treason of slavery, and that when these other countries look at us at the end of the Civil War and are questioning whether we can survive as a people, as a republic, as a democracy. The 13th Amendment, I think, is one of those steps to say we can survive the bloodletting of the American Civil War. And with that, we can show you that we can continue and that we can move forward and that we can become who we are today. And I think it starts with that amendment.
Where and when will you be discussing this very important amendment to our Constitution?
It'll be Saturday the 19th, this coming Saturday at 2 p.m. It'll be an hour-long program from 2 to 3 at Bethlehem Wiley Church off of Lookout Street. I believe their address is 500 Lookout Street. Parking will be there at the church on the street. And just encourage everyone to come that can attend for just this hour-long program. Hopefully we'll be able to learn a little bit about ourselves and who we are as a country and as a people.
If you missed the presentation on Saturday, there will be a special watch on New Year's Eve.
The community gets together, and there's a watch night on December 31st into January 1st. And then January 1st, they will actually read the Emancipation Proclamation. This is something that's very important to the African-American community, and I think it should be important to the community as a whole. In addition to the 13th Amendment that we're talking about here, is that we participate, if we can, in this watch night and in the January 1st activities where we will actually read the Emancipation Proclamation. And that'll all happen at Bethlehem Wiley. So I think it's a great connector with the walk across Walnut Street Bridge, the 19th program on the 13th Amendment, and then the watch night, and then the program on January 1st reading the 13th Amendment.
The 13th Amendment presentation on December 18th and the watch on New Year's Eve will be held at Bethlehem Wiley United Methodist Church at 500 Lookout Street in Chattanooga. For more information, contact Chattanooga and Chickamauga National Military Park online at nps.gov or by calling 706-866-9241. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.